All right, welcome back to Third String Podcast. This is a special Dime a Dozen edition because Pete is Skyping in with us or talking to us from his phone in Hawaii, where this morning, from what I understand, he was gallivanting around on this long hike up and down volcanoes and surfing down magma or lava. Is that right, Pete?
Exactly. You know, it's high risk, high reward when you go on vacation with me. So we're out here for work. We came out a few days early for vacation. Not a bad life.
I know that you flew out there on Thursday. Did you get a chance to watch the Browns get their first win in 625 days?
I did. You know, Hawaiian time is weird. It was on at about 2:30 in the afternoon that we walked off the plane, and Thursday night football was on. It was a little bizarre.
That is strange.
Yeah, we saw, unfortunately, Tyrod's injury, but then, you know, I'm rooting for the Browns this year, so I was happy to see them get the win, even if it came without my boy Tyrod leading them.
So are you all on board the Browns bandwagon now? Baker Mayfield's going to go undefeated. The Browns are going to be 14-1-1 in their regular season.
Maybe not undefeated, but I think that they're at least trending in the right direction.
Okay,
how about this? Darnold, after he was the second coming?
I know.
Didn't really show up here in week three.
Look, I mean, I think one thing that we can't forget is how many reps Baker Mayfield has had at the college level. I mean, pretty much five seasons of college ball compared with Sam Darnold, who had three and is much younger. Sam Darnold's only 21. So I think the learning curve is just going to be a little bit steeper for Darnold, but I still think he has a higher ceiling than Mayfield.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, should we do the Dime a Dozens? I know you're sitting there out at lunch at the Maui. What is it? The Maui Brewery or something like that?
The Maui Brewing Company here in Waikiki, Hawaii. You know, it's a pretty darn good view. We're recording this at, 1 o'clock Hawaii time? And, man, island time is the place to be, my friend. So we'll have to do an all-location pod out here in Hawaii.
If the Pro Bowl
ever comes back, we can come out here and do that.
The Pro Bowl if they move away from Orlando, or we could just go cover the University of Hawaii at a football game or something like that. But I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And our listeners, you should go give Pete a hard time for pulling the rough duty out in Hawaii for us. In the meantime,
you know, someone has to come out here and work.
I guess that's true.
Not me today, but it will be me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, should we do the Dime a Dozen?
Let's do it, man.
All right. So there are 12 games that have published odds so far on the money line bet. And that is perfect because we want to make 12 bet parlay. So I'm going to go through those matchups and we'll just choose the money line bet, who's going to win. And based on the odds, we will see what we would get if we placed a parlay bet that was equivalent to one dime per team. So basically $1.20 and see what that would get us. All right. So the first matchup is going to be the Green Bay Packers at your Washington Redskins. Pete, who are you going with here?
Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Why? Just because Routers is way better than Alex Smith?
I think the Redskins looked past the Colts a little last week, but overall, a mobile quarterback just shredded that Washington defense. I think it'll be a better game this week. I think they probably tried to look past the Colts a little, but how can you bet against Aaron Rodgers right now? Even a little gimpy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with Packers as well, so we'll place that bet. Okay, how about Denver Broncos at the Baltimore Ravens? So this is the first road game of the season for the undefeated Broncos. They're going into Baltimore, and Baltimore, of course, is a bad road team, so I think the odds would be reversed if this was in Denver. But right now, the Ravens are favored. They're -220 favorites on the money line. What are you taking here?
I still like the Broncos. I really do.
I don't think they've been that great.
They look pretty poor against the Raiders, but at the same time, I'm just not a believer in the Baltimore system right now.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think the Broncos will go in there and pull off the upset, so that's a good call. I agree, and we didn't even coordinate that. Okay. I'm going to defer to myself on this one, Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles. And Pete, I'm going to take the surprise pick here and say the Colts are going to pull off an upset in Philly.
First game with Carson Wentz back, you're taking Indy?
Yeah, you know, I am. So here's the thing. That's the first reason, because it's the first game that he's back, and I think there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period. He has a tendency to float passes in the flat, and I think we'll see some of that. And the problem with that tendency showing up right now is, one, Indy has a pretty good linebacker core, and that's another reason why I like them in this game. And Carson Wentz doesn't have his deep threats active right now. So Alshon Jeffery is still not back from injury. Matt Collins is on IR. And Mike Wallace is on IR. So he's stuck with this completely depleted receiving core. that's really just going to be guys who are going to be in position for 5, 10, maybe 15-yard gains. I mean, Aguilar is the number one receiver on the roster right now, and it's not close after that. So I don't like the weapons that he doesn't have. Darren Sproles is not going to be in this game. Jay Ajayi is not going to be in this game. So there's a lot of things that are looking like they're in the Colts' favor. And then, of course, as an Eagles fan, I have to respect Frank Reich, our offensive coordinator from last year, and he's the new head coach of the Colts, and I think he comes in here and pulls off an upset. So that's what I'm calling there, which is quite an upset because the Colts are plus 235 underdogs in this game.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you have any major issues with that, or should we leave it at the Colts?
No, I'll defer to you on this one. That Colts team looked a lot better last week than we expected them to look, so I'll defer to you for sure.
All right, here's a fun one. San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs right now are minus 280 favorites.
You know, the Jimmy Garoppolo experiment, I think, is still trending in the right direction, but I'm not loving the results I'm seeing out of the 49ers. They haven't gelled as much as I would have thought without any major personnel overhauls on the offensive side in this past offseason. So I mean, Pat Mahomes is going to come back to earth at some point. I don't necessarily think it's going to be this week against the 49ers.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. Minus 280 favorites, so very heavy favorites against the Niners, which is a little bit surprising that it's that heavy. But I also think the Chiefs will end up with the win here, and I think this is not the week for Mahomes to come back to earth. But I do think one thing to watch is how well the Chiefs defense can contain the Garoppolo-led offense, because they are one of the worst defenses in the league. I think 31st in DVOA so far in the season, and it's just their fourth-ranked offense led by Mahomes that's kept them with the record that they have. So I think the Chiefs will win another one here, but watch the 49ers to put up some points. All right, next one, New York Giants at the Houston Texans. Who do you have here? Texans are minus 255 favorites, and to me that sounds about right. I think the Texans will win this one. I mean, they of course have not done so well this year, but neither have the Giants, and I think the Texans just have more tools, more weapons, and home field advantage.
Totally agree. I thought the Giants would play a little better against the Cowboys than they did. That offensive line looked really, really bad. And I mean, the Texans defense hasn't been as stout as we thought, but I have to imagine J.J. Watt and company are going to eat that line for lunch.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. How about Bengals at Panthers? Panthers are minus 145 favorites.
Yeah, I like the Panthers. I haven't really seen anything from the Bengals that makes me really think otherwise. I like the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers are necessarily where they want to be yet, but Cam Newton has been the heart and soul of that offense like he always is, and he has shown a toughness this year through the first two games that I don't think we've really seen for the last year or two. So I like Cam Newton, and I like the Panthers in that matchup.
You know, I think this one might be a sneaky one. I think the Bengals are actually better than most people are giving them credit for. I'm not so sure that the Panthers are going to come out of here with the win. I think one thing to just factor into this is the fact that they're playing in Carolina. I think the story might be different if they're playing in Cincinnati. But if you feel strongly about the Panthers, I will I won't put up a big fight. We can go with the Panthers here.
Definitely don't feel strongly, but I'll go with my gut.
All right. Pete Scott says Panthers at minus 145 favorites. We'll take that. Okay, Oakland Raiders, Miami Dolphins. Will Oakland go into Miami and give the Dolphins their first loss of the season while the Raiders collect their first win? Right now the Dolphins are minus 160 favorites. So what do you think about this?
Yeah, I don't like West Coast teams going into early. Is that a 1 or 4 o'clock game? I can't remember off the top of my
head. That's a 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock East Coast. I don't like the West Coast going to the East Coast and playing those 1 o'clock games, especially with what the Raiders have shown us the first 2 weeks. I'm going with the Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. I actually disagree. I think Gruden needs a win. I think he'll be game planning pretty aggressively for this one. And I haven't seen anything from Miami to suggest that this is a team that really has anything approaching an it factor. I mean, yeah, they're undefeated, as is the entire state of Florida so far in this football season, but I think I saw a stat too that the Dolphins are like 16-1 in the last 17 games that Ryan Tannehill has played for them. So far so good, but I don't see any really impressive weapons. I don't see any playmakers. I mean, they beat the Titans and they beat the Jets. Neither by a big margin, 27-20, the Titans, and 20-12, the Jets. So, I don't know. I'm not feeling as strong on the, the Dolphins call in the Dolphins Raiders matchup. since we went with Panthers, how do you feel about going with the Raiders in this matchup?
Works for me. I'd like to see John Gruden get a win, even though he's not my favorite coach right now. I'm okay with that.
Okay, sounds good. So Chargers at Rams, the Los Angeles team squaring off. The Rams are -300 favorites. Do we have any question about their ability to shut down the Chargers?
Nope.
Right.
Phillip Rivers will put up some points, but the Rams will put up more.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Dallas Cowboys going to Seattle to face off against Russell Wilson. What do you think will happen here? The Seahawks right now -120 favorites. This is a Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah, that offense in the second half on Monday night looked a little better than I was expecting them to look. The Cowboys still aren't wowing me at all. So yeah, I'll stick with the Seahawks on that one.
I agree. I've just seen Russell Wilson shred NFC East teams too often to bet against him in this scenario, especially playing at home at CenturyLink. He knows they need to win here. Okay, Chicago Bears going to Arizona. Any reason to think they cannot beat one of the worst teams in the NFL?
No, I'm hoping David Johnson breaks out. That has been surprising how poor that run game has been. But no, you still got to like the Bears. I think Mitch Trubisky is solid enough that he can complement what looks like a really good defense so far.
Yeah.
Minus a few blown plays against Aaron Rodgers.
Agreed. Okay, final two here. For the first one is New England Patriots going to Detroit for the matchup of Belichick against his protege, Matt Patricia. Right now, the Patriots are -330 favorites. I see no reason to go with them over Detroit. What about you?
You see no reason to go with the Patriots?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or with the Lions?
With the Lions, yeah. I see no reason to go against -330 line. Yeah. Okay, so...
I agree. I would be shocked.
Yeah. It would be shocking. I am looking forward to seeing if they can have Josh Gordon do anything. Of course, they acquired him from the Browns early this week, so that'll be fun. If Josh Gordon can have any type of a game, it'd be fun to watch. But I think it's equally probable that Belichick doesn't even put him on the field. So we'll see.
Agreed.
All right, and the final game, Pete. This one's interesting. Steelers at Bucks. So going down to Florida. Right now, the Steelers are favored, -120. I don't know why. To me, this is actually going to be where the Bucs are favored. I don't see Roethlisberger matching up well against any of the defensive players in the system that Tampa Bay has. What about you?
Same. I think you got to go with the hot hand here. And the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, I think, is losing that locker room a little. I mean, there were all the issues with not only Le'Veon Bell showing up, but now Antonio Brown is clearly frustrated. Ben Roethlisberger doesn't look like he's got it right now. I think they were lucky to be as close with the Chiefs as they were. I really just am not buying what the Steelers are putting down right now, but the Steelers always start out pretty weak.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they turn it on here, but you got to like the hot hand of Ryan Patrick.
Yeah, agreed. Definitely. All right, well, that wraps up our 12 picks, Pete. We have a few underdogs in there, so it actually boosts the parlay payout
quite
a bit. So if we did the equivalent of a dime's worth on each of the teams for a total of $1.20 and we placed that on a parlay bet that would only pay off if all 12 of our picks were correct, that payout on a $1.20 bet, parlay bet, would be $1,219.64. And this is from the Bovada odds as of 7:14 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. So quite the payout there.
Awesome.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like it. The odds are pretty slim, but I like it.
Very slim. Yeah. I mean, mathematically, we just made we would have
not
made
great.
A losing bet. Yeah. okay. Well, Pete, I think that's all we have for the Dime a Dozen segment. Anything, any final thoughts as you return to the Maui Brewing Company there?
No, I'm excited for football starting at 7 a.m. out here Sunday, and we'll have some fun.
Well, the nice thing is, you know, football games, it seems like they're just ending later and later in the day now. So now when we have these games ending at 11 and 11:30, it'll be like 6:30 for you. You can go out and have drinks after the game
it'll
ends.
Be perfect.
It's reasonable.
It'll be perfect.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks so much
for... keep going west. It gets better the further west I go.
Exactly. Thanks for hopping on there, Pete. Enjoy Hawaii. Have some Mai Tais for us at Third String. To our listeners, thanks for listening. You can follow Pete at Pete_Lickleed, and you should give him some flack for being out in Hawaii right now. And you can follow me at Zach Rippin. Looking forward to more episodes coming your way next week. Thanks for listening to Third String Pod. Have fun watching football this weekend.